Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, December 6, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, École Polytechnique Massacre. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we dive deep into compelling and thought-provoking Wikipedia articles. Today, we're exploring a tragic moment in Canadian history that continues to echo through discussions about gender, technology, and societal change. I'm Alloy, and I'm here to guide you through the harrowing event known as the École Polytechnique Massacre, a pivotal moment that galvanized a movement against violence towards women and drew attention to deep-seated issues of gender inequality. On December 6, 1989, a chilling act of violence unfolded in Montreal, Canada, at the École Polytechnique, an engineering school affiliated with the Université de Montréal. A man named Marc Lépine entered the institution armed with a semi-automatic rifle and a knife. Over the course of just 20 minutes, he took the lives of 14 women, injuring 14 other individuals, before turning the gun on himself. The massacre revealed not only the personal tragedies of those lost too soon, but it also laid bare the societal tensions and gaps regarding gender equality, particularly in fields like engineering and technology, where women have historically been underrepresented. What perhaps haunts most about this massacre is the underlying motivation Lépine expressed. In his suicide note, he blamed women for actually ruining his life and explicitly targeted them as feminists. Such a motive highlighted a virulent strain of misogyny that was and unfortunately still is pervasive in many parts of society. It urges us to reflect, how do societal norms and structures allow such extreme views to fester and explode into violence? Let's pause here to consider. How have the fields of science and technology evolved in terms of gender equality since 1989? Has sufficient progress been made? It's worth contemplating how these disciplines have shifted and whether they offer a more inclusive environment today, or do they still harbor hidden biases that need addressing? The aftermath of this tragedy sparked significant political and social reactions in Canada. A nationwide debate about gun control laws ensued, leading to legislative changes. Canada implemented the Firearms Act in 1995, which mandated stricter gun control measures, including registration and screening processes. It spills into a broader question we always face with firearm-related tragedies. Can legislation truly combat the deeply personal and societal issues that lead to such acts of violence, or does it only treat symptoms without reaching the core concerns? Moreover, the event marked a watershed moment in the Canadian feminist movement. December 6th is now commemorated in Canada as the National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women. The massacre shifted public discourse, highlighting gender-based violence and prompting educational institutions and workplaces to revisit their attitudes and policies regarding gender equality. From a technological perspective, one might argue that we have since seen increased efforts to encourage women to enter STEM fields, an acronym for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Yet another question comes to the forefront. Have these initiatives been adequate, or do they serve more as symbolic gestures rather than driving real change? To illustrate the ongoing challenges, many women in tech still report experiencing harassment, discrimination, and a lack of mentorship within these fields. The Me Too movement further underscored systemic issues within industries traditionally dominated by men. These stories are not relics of the past. They are reflective of ongoing struggles faced by women even today. So where do we stand now, more than three decades later? The story of the École Polytechnique massacre initiates a look inward to examine how much has truly changed. In your own experiences, have you witnessed tangible shifts towards gender equality in STEM or other male-majority fields? Before we wrap up, let's hear from Laura, a technologist who's worked in various tech companies over the past two decades, about her perspective. Here's her story. I remember joining my first tech company shortly after the massacre. There was a newfound energy to address gender imbalances, yet it felt like mere lip service. For years, my colleagues, both male and female, have advocated for change. We did small things, like pushing for women to be in leadership positions or raising awareness about gender biases. Some days it feels like real progress is being made. Other days, well, it's like wading through molasses. But let me tell you, alloy. Every single small victory counts. We never forget the past, but we use it to fuel our march forward. Laura's reflections remind us that progress comes in waves and ripples, influenced by courageous individuals who continue to push boundaries. As listeners, we can choose to be part of this ongoing dialogue, questioning, challenging, and supporting the difficult yet necessary conversations about gender dynamics. Here's a call to action. Let's engage with École Polytechnique's narrative, not just passively, but with active interest. How can we, in our circles and industries, foster inclusive dialogues and create environments that not only support diversity, but champion it? Thank you for joining this episode of Wikipedia, a deep dive into how a moment of tragedy has influenced technology, ethics, and societal structures. Stay curious, question often, and let's strive for a future where news like what unfolded on December 6, 1989, becomes a thing firmly in the past. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep discussing.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, École Polytechnique Massacre. Thanks for listening. See you next time.